7 after the hour. You just set me up for it.
You're so easy.
Doug asks me a question about how something went 1 second before we start the show.
Yeah.
So, of course, I give him the answer he doesn't want to hear just to make him squirm.
Crazy!
Everything went fine.
And you wanted to know why you had the BA attached to your name when I was talking about loving the rest of the people and encouraging them.
I don't have a bad attitude, fool.
Uh-huh. All right, so let's get to
BA means?
Ken Bad Apple.
Bad attitude, Baracus.
Yeah, right, exactly. And a lot of people said it was bad AS.
Could be that, too.
Aspirations. Okay, Ken Kessler is
BA.
Having a lot to do with what's going on with our social media connections. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Rich or Ken at DougStefan.com. 888-302-DOUG is the phone number. The frequency.
Hey, wait, let me give you a proper introduction.
Oh, okay.
You're right. It's now time for the ping report.
And the ping report.
Now in the ping studio, Doug Stefan.
In my at my farm, that's the ping. Everybody responds to that. Okay, so pings, to ping or not to ping, that is the question. The pros and cons of the pings that the Chinese and the Australian ships apparently have picked up, but only like 3 times. The Chinese patrol ship detected pulses at a frequency of 37.5 kilohertz. Why is that important to the story? Who cares what the frequency
well,
is?
Probably
that must
because
be the specific frequency that the box
that a black
at.
Box pings.
So who cares?
If it's 50,
you care?
If it's 50,
how does it affect your life knowing that it's 37.5 kilohertz?
I mean,
if it's 50 kilohertz, it's probably not the box.
And if a black box pings in the ocean,
it's not a black box. Stop calling it a black box. I'm done with calling it a black box.
What is it?
It's an orange box. That's what it
if
is.
If an orange not, box pings in the ocean,
right.
Does it really? Can anybody really?
It's not even really a box.
I'm so done with everybody calling it.
Okay,
it's not a
anyway.
Box. Amazon doesn't ship in it.
The pingers were designed to have that frequency because it doesn't occur in nature. That's right. Okay, so that's why the people who say, yep, we found the plane. The Malaysians are ecstatic. We found the plane. However, not so fast there, Charlie. The ship reported 2 pulses within about a mile of each other. Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston, head of the coordinating center for this research or rescue, whatever it is, says that they are fleeting acoustic events. One described as being 90 seconds long, and no time was given for the other one. It was evidently shorter. So, the pings. One ping, Basili. You do it better than I do, Richie.
One Basili. Yeah. One ping, and one ping only.
How many people are familiar in music with a metronome?
Sure.
You know what a metronome is?
Yeah, one right here on my iPhone.
I used to play.
Have you?
Yeah.
What does it sound like? I want to hear it.
Sounds like a metronome.
Yeah? What does it sound like?
Well, it'll take me a second to get to it. But,
steady pulse, right?
Instruments.
Oh, once a second, the pings are like a metronome. And I have, in trying to find, oftentimes, not the pulse, but the beat, when you're singing, people on a piano will try to, if you're directing a choir or some group, you try to do, the metronome is the best because it's so reliable. It's kind of back and forth like a pendulum, right? Except
right.
It has sort
except
of
except it swings from the top, sound. Not the bottom.
Right. All right, you can't find yours, so I'm going
to... No, I have to open GarageBand. It takes me a minute to open it.
GarageBand?
GarageBand.
Oh, GarageBand.
Yeah.
You have a GarageBand app on your iPhone?
I absolutely do.
Really?
I plug my guitar into it, and then I plug that into my amp.
I went off on, by the way, I was very upset. My technical guy was here on Friday. I was trying to set up apps on my iPhone, I mean my iPad, and it won't let me do it, even if I'm not going to be... I don't use any... thing as an app that I'll have to be charged for, and yet it won't let me sign up for anymore unless there's a credit card attached to it.
Right.
And I don't want my credit card online so that anybody can hack into my iPad and get my credit card. But it won't let you. Is that me or is that the way it works? You can't add
that's
an app.
That's how it works.
Free.
You have to have it. Well, you have to have an iTunes account, which I think they're probably requiring a credit card for.
But I don't want to buy anything.
Well. That's a bummer for you.
That's DS welcome for me.
To, yeah. Welcome to the new world order.
Yeah. So is it going to be the same with my Samsung?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Well, no, because Droid maybe not.
No, because it's
not.
A Droid.
The Droid market will be probably you only have to pay when you buy something.
Okay, that'll be more user friendly. Richie, we're killing all this time, but you find the
I
damn metric.
I'm
very disappointed in you, by the way,
because
I figured that you could do anything technical. You are possibly the most adaptable person when it comes to this stuff, and I'm so disappointed you couldn't find it.
I'm glad you could. Oh, here's my eye shred.
Ah, there we go. Okay, so Kenny, you know a ping when you hear one. They are in the right spot. Who says they're in the right? How do we know there's a ping from a ship? The ocean is noisy. There are all kinds of things floating around on the surface, and underneath it could be dolphins. Probably not in that cold water, not that far. But one pulse was detected, only one at a time. Assuming both of the box pingers are working close together and unobstructed by debris, then, and those are assumptions, they should be hearing the two pingers. And that's back to the metronome, which Ruggie can't find.
I found it. It just doesn't make any noise.
Oh.
I found it on another...
Here's the one that I like the best, Kenny. Explain this. The pinger on the boat, maybe... Dougie's game show.
That's the one.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad we waited all
while
time.
We're here at Cool Stuff, let me mention that if you go to our Facebook page, I have a cool speaker that you can win. It's an iLoud speaker that you can Bluetooth connect to your phone with and also plug your guitar or your microphone if you want to sing it.
It's worth $300. How are we going to give it away?
$300. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page. You have to scroll down a little bit to find it and just like the post. And we'll pick a winner tomorrow morning.
Really?
$300 Bluetooth speaker that you can plug
in. Can employees play?
Employees cannot play. I'm sorry.
Oh.
All right, so that's tomorrow morning we're giving this away.
Tomorrow morning we're going to give it away. $300 iLoud speaker.
I'm going to move it up to the top of the page.
Okay.
So
all you have to do is simply go to our Facebook page and like it.
Speaker.
And we'll pick one of the winners tomorrow.
Like it
or
at
one
Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Hmm?
Like it at Facebook.com/
I was cleaning my garage yesterday and had mine out there in the garage with my...
Are we giving away yours and you're keeping the new one?
No, I bought one.
Oh, yeah.
And then I called the company. I'm like, I want to give one of these away. And they were like, great, sure.
Good.
No problem.
Right. A $300 iLoud speaker. Like it at Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Great sound.
If you would like to work feverishly, you've got, about a week or so until the taxes are due, the money's due. You can get an extension, but why not do it all at once? And there's help for you from Intuit TurboTax. Here, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associate or staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Somebody just called and said the way for me to get around the problem with signing up for things at iTunes or at the iPad is to just have a credit card that only had $20.
No, use the buy an iTunes gift card at the grocery store and use that.
Oh, really? How do you just go to the store? How do you do that?
You know how they have that wall of gift cards? A lot of them are iTunes gift cards. So you go buy an iTunes gift card and then use that to start your account.
Huh.
Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Kenny, let's get to the bottom. No, okay.
Okay.
The story back again to CNN's big story because they've been able to make hay with this. The fact that the Chinese ship heard something, a lot of people are just discounting it because it's only a design for shallow water applications. The water there is about 24 miles deep or some other ungodly thing. And that the search area is so big. Is there anything, which wins here, the pros or the cons?
Well, I think based on everything that's happened so far, you'd have to say the cons, because they keep saying they have some terrific lead, and it turns out to be nothing. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you have the Chinese ship that their pinger can only go down 600 feet, and they had a second pinger on the back of the boat, and if that gets wet, it will start transmitting. So it's possible that this thing just hurt itself.
Yeah. Great.
I'm constantly behind me. What's going on?
Turn around. It's back there. Wait a minute. Now it's behind us again.
All right. So, Jennifer.
Dougie.
James Franco was on Live with Kelly and Michael on Friday, apologizing for trying to pick up a 17-year-old.
Yeah, people are saying this could have been a publicity stunt.
For him?
Because he has his new movie coming out. But he says it's just because he was ignorant when it came to social media. When he was on
Live. He's ignorant. He doesn't know whether a teenager. I mean, how old is this guy? 35? 40?
Something like that. He's probably in his 30s. But the 17-year-old Scottish girl named Lucy posted a flirty Instagram exchange with the actor on the internet. Franco, at one point, suggested they get a hotel room. He said, I'm embarrassed, and I guess I'm just a model of how social media is tricky. It's the way that people meet each other today, but what I've learned, I guess because I'm new to it, is that you just don't know who's on the internet.
Because I'm new to it.
Yeah.
I've never seen this Instagram thing before.
Yeah. That would be an excuse I could get away with, but I'm not sure that he would be able to get away with it, right?
Right.
Not that I would be trying to get away with it.
Not many people are going to buy James Franco, not really knowing what's going on.
Exactly. All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to Doug Steffens, the Doug Good Day program.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A new life, romance, that's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. My first night in Juarez, lost all money.
So the American Country Music Awards were broadcast for 3 hours last night on CBS. And the winner and still champion is retiring George Strait. I don't know why he's retiring. How old is he?
He's not necessarily retiring. He's retiring from touring. Because he's been on tour for like 30 years, I think. Oh, yeah. So this is his last tour.
He's a big draw, too, right?
Right. But he's not leaving the music biz. He just says he doesn't want to tour anymore. So, and I understand. That's a ruling
gig, man.
Yeah, and he really, I mean, he does go every year, but I have to tell you, Dougie, I got the opportunity to see him in concert when I was in Las Vegas for my birthday.
Yeah.
He played for over 3 hours, probably 3.5 hours, just him, small band, he and his guitar, and he would just move from point to point. It was like a diamond-shaped stage, and he would do 2 songs in one corner, 2 songs in the next corner, 2 songs in the next corner, and just kept going and going and going, and he still sounds so good.
Yeah, there is something about him that's very likable. I'm not sure how to describe it other than that, for me anyway.
Well, to me, he's just simple. He's hardworking.
Yeah.
He doesn't get involved in all the drama. He just goes out there to play music, you know, and he's good. He's one of the good old guys.
Yeah. So, how much more, Richie, have you got of him? Is that enough?
No, nothing's gonna change.
Actually, I think we need to spend some time on Mickey Rooney. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com features Mickey Rooney, as many have never seen him, behind a drum set as part of a big band. The clip is from a movie called Strike Up the Band. The singer you hear is Judy Garland. I don't know whether you want to play that. We have a number of clips from Mickey Rooney's career. 92 passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of
scary. Yeah. I like the. Well, I was going through.
through my EECP treatments. I can listen to music or whatever I want to on the audio. And I found myself gravitating to big band music a lot of days. Listening for an hour to stuff that this would be equivalent to. The big band beat. I don't like the soft big band music, but the stuff like this that you can really get under.
Stuff that rocks, yeah.
Yeah, it really does. And that's what it is.
You know,
it's the original rock and roll.
I was cruising through some stuff where Mickey Rooney was in, and I found this, which a lot of, like, my kids would even identify with from A Night at the Museum.
My two colleagues here, Reginald, Gus, where is he? I'll beat him with my fist.
And
he looks
like
a weirdie.
It's wonderful, guard, terrible people skills.
Now, listen, Lunchbox, don't try anything funny. I once went 9 rounds with John L. Sullivan. Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
He had to have been 87, 88. That movie's only a couple of years old, right?
Yeah. Now, here's what everybody remembers is Boys Town.
Sure, I'm blowing the plant. Go on back, will you, Pee-wee, where you belong? That's a good kid. On your way.
I remember watching this as a kid.
Hardy Boys.
Don't watch me, Whitey!
You watch this again?
Boys Town.
Oh.
Spencer Tracy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. But he was in the Hardy Boys, too.
He was, Yes, he was in the original Hardy Boys.
Such amazing. A great face.
Great career.
Yeah.
Great actor in many different ways. We'll be saying this, Shatner is the same thing, goes until everything stops. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you do things that might accidentally suck you into a scammer's net? Here's some tips from AARP's new study about online fraud victims. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Doing these things can up the chances that a fraudster will find you. Clicking on pop-ups online, opening emails from people in places you don't know, visiting a website that requires you to read a privacy policy, and buying things through an online payment transfer site. Over a million internet users in the U.S. received online scam offers last year, and many of the people who took the bait leaped for what looks like a good deal because they're in debt or stressed out from a major life event, loss of a job, an illness, a divorce, or the death of a spouse. To find out a lot more about how to protect yourself, check out AARP's Fraud Watch Network. It's a trustworthy way to get good, sound advice, hear about new scams and frauds, and turn in those bad guys pronto. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen. Offers 5-3-14 minimum quantity.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
I've said that on the air. Nobody's caught me before. I don't do it on purpose, and I say it sort of under my breath. 33 after I say that in the most positive way. Back to the conversation about what's going on with Richie and Kenny and Jennifer. Roberta back tomorrow. All right, so Ken, of all the things that we are following on Facebook.com, social media at Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show, it's Facebook.com/Good Day Show, other than the people who are liking the posting that Richie put up there for the iLoud speaker, $300 speaker we're giving away tomorrow morning to one of the people that goes to Facebook and says, I like it like that. What else are people liking in terms of the airliner, maybe Mickey Rooney passing away? That should, I would think, get a lot of people not worked up, but feeling sad. He was an icon of icons, I think, Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, we just posted on our Facebook page the video of the day. If you haven't gone by DougStefan.com, but if you're on Facebook, just head over to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and you can see Mickey Rooney behind the drum kit. Lots of comments about the Malaysian plane and the search. Lulu says, all we have learned so far is that we need to stop littering in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. You know, true. Somebody was talking to me about this, and I'm trying to remember the context of the conversation over the weekend, where people say, oh, it's fine. One of the things this has done is inform us as to how filthy the oceans are. Here we have 70% of the surface that we have violated. I think I was thinking of it in the context of Noah, the movie, with the ship floating around out there and what was what and who was who. The essence of what we know, we've seen all this stuff from satellites and from space and wherever and whoever, and it's junk. It's so much, there's so much garbage in the ocean. This stuff, maybe this is good because it'll help us be a little more reflective when it comes to just throwing stuff overboard. But it's uncanny, frankly, how much stuff is banging around in the ocean above and below the surface. When I put that together with the fact that last week I learned that a couple of major cargo ships sink every week. There are 26,000 ships, and these are just transport ships, not cruise ships. I think there are probably, what, a couple hundred of them? How many cruise ships are there that are of note, or are there more than that? 300, 400?
I would say, there'd have to be 1,000. 400.
Really? Okay, yeah. So maybe there's 1,000. But there aren't 26,000. And thankfully, those don't sink, at least unless they go next to the rocks of the island over off of Italy. You don't hear much about those. But the transport ships tend to go into waters that are more treacherous, and as a result, they go down. Now, what sort of debris does that leave?
230 cruise ships.
Yeah, okay, 230. So what debris does that leave when those things go down? So they're all over the place. The point is that we continue to scratch our butts when it comes to this and not know any more today than we did yesterday or the day before. And so we move on. Unless, Kenny, you got something else you want to add to that? You got some other stuff you want to work over, or do you want to just stay with that?
A couple more on the plane. Ben says they keep talking about these pings. If it's true, why don't they wait for confirmation before running their mouths?
Well, because they want to sell newspapers, get people to watch TV.
Yeah, it's the time of automatic news. So
seem like they're heroes.
Up.
Yeah, it's automatic news. You're right. Just like you're on autopilot.
Yep.
The Malaysian authorities are so trepidatious about talking about this.
Good word.
We're hopeful that this is good news.
Sort of like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And that we hear some positive information. Oh, should I say the next thing?
By the way, is that
shortly
word that you learned as Pierre? Is Pierre?
I know. Doug and I don't even know what you're saying. We're just so impressed by you right now.
Super
trepidatious. All right.
This is word of the day calendar.
The NCAA basketball championships underway comes out of Kentucky and Connecticut. The two teams tonight at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Neither team expected to make it this far. So what has that done to the betting? What has that done? Kentucky was number 8 seed in its region.
Yeah.
Connecticut number 7. So this freshman, Aaron Harrison, looks like he really tipped it for Kentucky. Three-pointer. Wildcats won over Wisconsin 74-73. And so Florida...
I watched that game, the Florida game.
Lost
Connecticut
to the Huskies,
game,
yeah.
Florida just never got into the game. They were ahead for like the first minute.
Yeah.
And then it was just all Connecticut.
Okay. The March Madness poll at DougStefan.com today. All of March Madness comes down to the game tonight. What do you think about the winner? Who do you want to win? A, Connecticut. B, Kentucky. C, I just hope it's a good game. Fill the poll out, if you will, at DougStefan.com. Friday's poll, who do you think ought to replace David Letterman? Let's see, 40% said Jay Leno.
Wouldn't that be great?
Awesome.
Huh? Bring it back to L.A. and let Jay Leno.
Jay would Leno or Letterman would absolutely freak, though. He would not have it.
Well, he doesn't have
anything to say about it.
He's done.
I know. But me and Les Moonves, we're buddies.
Yeah.
We're
going
to work through this together.
Yeah.
He'd go punch Les Moonves in the face.
Yeah. Be a good way to get listeners. And Leno said he didn't want to add, but if Letterman's gone, he's not adding to another competitive. He's just replacing somebody.
That would be funny.
It would be funny, wouldn't it? Yeah. And that was very solid, by the way.
He may have to replace two somebodies because there's a clause in Craig Ferguson's contract that says he's the successor to David Letterman, but Craig Ferguson's contract comes up during summer. So if they want to take that out, you can imagine Craig Ferguson would probably walk too, don't you think?
So maybe that's
where Howard Stern comes in.
Yeah. Jay Leno at 11:30, Howard Stern at 12:30.
That'd be interesting.
How's that for speculation? I like that, actually. That's quite good. Conan, wait a minute. Let's try this again from the top. Blue Water replaced David Letterman. Leno, 40%. 20% to Craig Ferguson. I don't see him handling it at all. 15% say other than, okay. 14% say Conan. 11% Chelsea Handler. Would Conan go from where he is over there?
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A heartbeat to get on the network television. Yes.
Yeah. Right. All right. So anyway, that's how that shakes out at DougStefan.com. The poll, please, every day, check it out. A lot of other things are interesting, including a couple of drinking stories that I want to get to in a matter of moments.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. First, though, the Archbishop of Atlanta, Georgia. This is the perfect reason that people like Jennifer, who try to be good Catholics and they try to support the church,
and then
and
she
try
goes out and does
against
the things
try.
She does.
What, say
well,
what?
I'm waiting to see where this is going.
Yeah,
but I mean, what you said, Richard.
You're accusing Jennifer of trying to be a good Catholic, like
no.
She falls off of the wagon. And
no, I'm not trying to. I'm just seeing this as an example of how outrageous the Catholic Church is. Even though we all like the new Pope, the individual conclaves like Atlanta, this guy spends $2.2 million of the archdiocese money to build a mansion that he was supposed to move into. Now he's going to get out of it. Members of several church councils and parishioners told the Archbishop, Mr. Wilton Gregory, that his headquarters north of Atlanta were outrageous 6,000-square-foot home in a very, very exclusive neighborhood. Why does
don't
it take?
Don't they take like a vow? I mean, they don't do. It's not called the vow
of poverty.
Is it the vow of poverty?
I don't know,
yeah.
But this is so used to use the word a lot today.
Asinine. Driven around in a limousine, right. And drives around the grounds
the
in that little
has a cheap apartment
car. Yeah,
and yet this guy is that out of touch. This is like royalty. This is the same stuff. This is why the Catholic Church has little relevancy outside of some of the core people who are supposedly parishioners and supporting the church. This is why members of the Catholic Church are so annoyed. People in the town I live in, where two or three churches had to be sold to pay off the debt because of the pedophile priests. Most every town in Massachusetts, all those pedophile priests. Meanwhile, the Archbishop goes.
Town, that's for sure.
Well, there are a lot of perverts here, and not just in Framingham,
everywhere.
But elsewhere. And so the Archbishop law. Instead of getting arrested, gets on a plane and flies to the Vatican, where he doesn't get outside of the Vatican City because he'd be arrested. So he sneaks out of town and goes over there in plain clothes, gets on a plane and goes to Rome and hasn't been
well,
he
was wearing plain clothes on a plane.
What else could he be wearing? He has to wear plain clothes.
Glad I brought that up.
On a plane. Stupid.
That was your problem.
See? There she is, ladies. She's, ladies and gentlemen, she's distracting me from the real story because she's a Catholic. There it is. All right. Let's see if we can help people with their heart and soul. Are you improving your life and your body every day? Have you started with the powerhouse that is your heart? By using Heart Factors Plus, you prevent poor circulation from occurring. You keep blood pressure levels where they're supposed to be. You get all of your muscles, the blood they need to stay healthy, strong. You're trying to build them up. Good for you. Your brain needs blood. That's what Heart Factors Plus does. Gets it all around your body. Your astounding cardiovascular system is going to be even more astounding as you, and you may not even know what's going on in your body. This is a good way to improve pretty much everything. Blood flow is the answer to fixing all of your problems. And so that's why, with the exception of you don't want blood flowing into a tumor, and that's one of the things that you gotta know what's going on. The worst thing you can have is blood flowing into a tumor because that's what feeds it. But I'm talking about healthy people who need to keep their body where it is or to make it more healthy. Call 800-577-8560. If it doesn't work, get your money back. How about them apples? 800-577-8560. I know I take it and I feel the difference in my body and I think you'll feel the difference too. I know you will. That's why I'm suggesting you call 800-577-8560 to help yourself to a longer, healthier life And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-577-8560 to order Heart Factors. Plus, you get a free bottle of their new CoQ10 and fish oil formula. That's for trying Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Master. It was Boston.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Oscar Pistorius making a special appearance today. His murder trial and the death of his girlfriend resuming after a week-long break. Why did they break for a week, Jennifer? I don't remember.
Wasn't the court reporter out sick or something like that?
Yeah. They only have one court reporter in South Africa?
It was the court reporter or the jurors, the backup jurors, one of the
really?
Two.
Really?
It was an illness, Dougie.
All right. He could go to jail for 25 years if convicted, right?
That doesn't seem like a lot for killing someone with intent.
I can't imagine being in prison with fake legs is going to be a good experience, though.
But didn't they decide that that was part of the... It wasn't really... He didn't kill her.
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out. The point is, he killed her. What they're trying to decide now is if he killed with intent or if it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
He says it was an accident.
All right, Richie.
Dudley.
There are proposals to build bars in England that would not serve alcohol.
Why would Sky News report the whole thing like that?
The increasing popularity of these new establishments funded by the anti-alcoholism charities. Okay. So anti-alcoholism charities are opening up. This is the Sophie Fordham. Anyway, the point is that there is a market there, and I bet there's a market here. How many of you would prefer to go to a bar, have the same sort of social setting, or can you not have
restaurant.
A social setting like that?
Go to a restaurant.
Right.
What's your problem?
Well, but you can't sit around and talk at a restaurant, can you?
What?
I mean, not, it's like at a bar.
You feel bad for taking up the table is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, so
order a snack.
Order a snack.
For those of you who are weak enough, that can't, and I understand that. I have friends who can't go to a bar and not have a drink.
Yeah.
So, yeah, would they like
nice
to go
to meet you.
Yeah. I guess. All right. But I can go to a bar and not have a drink.
I guess you could.
There is a new kind of a drink, George Washington brandy being served. Did you see that?
Yes, they duplicated George Washington's brandy recipe, and they're selling a limited amount of bottles for $140 a piece at his estate in Monticello.
All right, so you can check that story out at DougStefan.com.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Jesse McCartney from the movie Ella Enchanted, the number one movie during this week in 2004. She's quite a varied performer. Seems to be.
She is, but let's just say this is probably not her best thing ever.
No, but it was
Ella Enchanted.
The movie was great, but this song has got to go.
Oh, yeah. Right. All right, we have movie moments upon us. Movie music starts movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to give us box office totals from the weekend. Be interested to see how Noah did as I went to see it and thought it was awful. One of the things that we ought to mark as a result of a historical perspective, 1969 saw True Grit, John Wayne, in what many believe was his best role as a cowboy. And as a result of that, he won his only Oscar for playing Rooster Cogburn on the Academy Awards this date, 1970.
You can't serve favors on a rat, baby sister. You gotta kill him or let him be.
Can't serve favors. That's one of the great memorable lines. How many people remember that frame? How many people remember that scene where he was? Kenny probably raises his hand. Jennifer, yep. You probably don't, I'm guessing. Richie, you?
I do not.
Chalker, you remember that scene, right?
I sure do.
He's in the storehouse with Kim Darby, and they're trying to get the Chinese guy, or it was before. She's waking him up in the morning, and he's explaining the facts of life to her, and he sees a rat, and he gets out his gun and shoots the rat.
What's amazing about that film is that another actor, Jeff Bridges, won the Oscar for the same character. I don't think that's ever
I forgot about that. And he did a good job. Not as good as John.
He did a very good job. It's a good movie. Type interpretation, but he's very good.
That was the
actually, my favorite movie is The Shootist, which is his last film.
Last movie, The Shootist, yeah. I guess there are a number of them. I like the ones that, as I get more mature and looking back, I like the ones that have the least amount of violence in them. Some of them I remember.
Simple Man, was in Ireland.
Yeah, he did a lot of Irish movies, but he was the captain of a plane in, what was the name of the Mighty, I can't now remember.
We're doing a great job remembering.
Anyway, talking about violence, I want to see where Noah is. This weekend I went to see Noah and was appalled. Didn't sleep Saturday night at all because of the unreasonable violence. I wanted to know what the story was about. You know, you get a little inkling as to what might be going on by looking at the trailer. But nowhere was there an indication, other than some people like you last week said, Chucker, it was very violent. I wanted to see the story, but I was dismayed, distracted, disgusted by the
violence. What do you think of were you taken back by the giant rock monsters?
I was at first.
I was at first. I got used to it, though.
Yeah, you get used to it, sort of. The Watchers, they were called the Watchers. I thought Crow was very good.
He was.
I like Jennifer Connelly, but then the guy that played the baddie is always an Englishman playing a baddie. But it's just so damn violent. It was just over the top, unnecessary, to the point of being crude. So that's my review. Chuck is going to give it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
3.
I give it a 6.5.
Okay.
Box office totals, Captain America, Winter Soldier dominated the box office, $96.2 million. Reviews were excellent. Cinema score was an A. This film's
Can I tell you a little story about that? Do you mind if I do a little personal?
Go ahead.
My son and this kid are friends, and I don't know that he would mind me telling the story. So he had gone to Japan. The kid's name is Chris. He's from Massachusetts. I can't remember his last name. What's his name?
Chris Evans, right?
Chris Evans, yeah. Okay, so he goes to Japan to promote the movie, and he comes back and he calls Brennan and says, man, I can't stand this. All these girls and everybody chasing me around. I have no privacy. So Brennan laughed at him and basically said something that wasn't particularly complimentary to him. He said, what'd you expect? And so the kid got ticked off and he hasn't called Brennan since. But I thought, you know, I mean, what do they expect? This is a big, major blockbuster. You're not going to have your privacy. You make up your mind, you do a role like this, you're not going to have any privacy. Is that right?
No, you're right. Most actors would embrace that.
Yeah.
Because this guy's got carte blanche in his career now.
Now he's open.
He's very good, very appealing on screen. I'm a
right.
big fan.
Likeable kid. Brent is a great kid. But we'll get sensitive to this sort of thing. Anyway, what else, Chuck? You got Noah played
second, dropped off 61% week to week, which means that word of mouth is not only great.
That's what I said.
72 million in 2 weeks of release. Divergence third, 13 million. God Is Not Dead fourth, 7.7. 32 million is filmed. He's very profitable. And Grand Budapest Hotel ran out the top 5.3.
Yeah, I saw Grand Budapest. It was an interesting movie. I thought like God's Not Dead is kind of like a B or a C in terms of production. So they must be making a lot
Just
of
want to point out Mickey Rooney, my favorite Mickey Rooney film. It's the Mad World.
Yeah, great actor. Passing away. Mickey Rooney dying at the age of 92.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.